This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israel prison authorities have confirmed 183 Palestinian prisoners have been freed as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal with Israel. Three more hostages are now back in Israel after being released by Hamas. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
Marks the first exchange since President Trump made his proposal to resettle all of Gaza's population, some 2 million people outside of the devastated Gaza Strip. There are still 76 Israeli hostages in Hamas captivity. They include two dual national American citizens believed to still be alive.
So far, two migrant flights have been taken to Guantanamo Bay, the U.S. prison in Cuba that President Trump is turning into a massive immigration detention complex. CBS's Charlie Daggett says that comes with a price.
One of those flights left from Fort Bliss in Texas to Guantanamo Bay. They used a C-17 cargo plane. That's the standard workhorse for the U.S. military. And we know that price tag comes at roughly $28,500 per hour of flight time, 80 people per flight, 30,000 migrants.
Some setbacks for the Trump administration. A federal judge blocked the White House's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records containing personal data on Americans. Another judge temporarily blocked them from placing employees of USAID on leave. Meanwhile, DOGE has been inside the offices of NOAA this week and says they plan to cut about 50% of the workforce there. CBS News National Environment Correspondent David Schechter.
NOAA has 12,000 employees. 6,000 of them are scientists and engineers. So the intention stated in Project 2025, which has been this pretty accurate roadmap for what's happening inside the Trump administration, is to break up NOAA. Cutting that many people is a down payment on breaking up NOAA. It's difficult to do all the science if you have half the staff or even less.
In Chicago, a $10 million settlement has been reached with the family of Sonia Massey. CBS's Anna Schechter with details.
Tuesday, we're going to find out if the county approves that. There's a county meeting. They will vote on the approval. This money is supposed to come out of funds. There's a special trust that pays out funds for liabilities like this. It's unclear if they have the money for that.
The 36-year-old woman was shot and killed in her home last year by a sheriff's deputy after she called 911 because she claimed someone was in her home. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Essential Oils 101. This next free event from Family Natural Foods is on Tuesday, February 18th, 5:15 p.m. Liza will present all the amazing benefits and uses of essential oils with discounts and free samples for all attendees. Check out the Family Natural Foods Facebook page for more info. Essential Oils 101 is an event not to be missed. Learn how they can benefit you and your family on Wednesday evening, February 18th at 5:15. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally. And we're here at the same time, same station, same place with Terry Talks Nutrition. You can find us here every weekend. And we'd like to have you here, too, as well. So if you're joining us now and you're here listening, you can come back every week if you like. We hope you get something great out of this. We're here sharing with you a lot of news on health and nutrition. Because drugs do not work. Well, they work in some cases. They can eliminate the symptoms of some diseases, but they don't make us healthy. Health is from nutrition. Health is from food. Health is our best medicine. Our food is our best medicine. And together they give us the best health. If you want the best health, then we have to get it from our dietary intake, our food, what we're eating today. And every day. If you're not happy with your health now, it has come from what you have done in the past. And if you change it in the future, you can change your health from bad to good. And we are trying to share with you some ideas on how you can do that. Doctors can't help you. They know nothing about nutrition. Drug companies don't want to tell you anything. They want you sick. That's how they make their money. You can't sell drugs to healthy people. You need sick customers to help your stockholders stay happy. So we want you to know the other side of health and nutrition. And we have a lot of good ideas every week. And we hope you are taking advantage of those ideas to make you healthier, have more vitality, more energy, less fatigue, less tiredness, and just be healthy overall. So we talk about, like, well, today, our featured topic is adaptogens. What are adaptogens? And what are some of the best ones? We're going to talk about eggs. Yeah, eggs are so healthy. And people sometimes are still afraid to have more than one egg a day, or three or four a week. They're healthy foods, and you can't overeat. And now they are known for brain food. Then we're going to talk about a short burst of vigorous movement causes fewer heart attacks. Speeding up your exercise. And there are two supplements that you will benefit from during the winter months. And you know what? So many soft drinks are sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. And now they are known to cause cancer. Nutrient of the day is lactoferrin. Lactoferrin. And we now have an escalating rate of liver, fatty liver. How do we remove the fat from the liver? The same way we remove fat from the body. Just because you are fat overall, your organs and glands that you can't see are fat too. We just can't see them. But they're fat as well. So as we lose weight, our liver will lose weight by reducing all the fat cells. So we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about why Americans are sick and have lots of stress. Well, according to the most recent stress survey in America, America's overall stress rating is 5 out of 10. However, 25% of people in America rate their stress at an 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. And 50% of adults aged 18 to 34 also reported a mental illness. 50% reported a mental illness. And 58% said they had been told by a doctor that they had a chronic illness. That's like a lifetime illness. We can change all that. They just don't know how. Doctors are drug therapists. They're wonderful. They do some unbelievable surgery. They can help you in some cases, but they can't make you healthy. Only you and I can make ourselves healthy. You got to cut out the junk. Got to cut out all the fast food. And the most damaging of all, which I don't even call it a food, but are soft drinks. even the soft drinks with artificial sugar, artificial sweeteners. So we start our own chronic illnesses. You and I, are starting our illnesses early in life. Now, all this stress causes sickness and illnesses. 47% of the survey participants said they wish they had someone or something to help them manage their stress. We have it. You can have it. Stay with us. And here's an answer for your health. They're called adaptogens, A-D-A-P-T-O-G-E-N-S, adaptogens. They are herbal medicines. They have no side effects, no known side effects. They are non-toxic. There's no adverse events. There's no side effects. And they restore the body. They should be part of your regimen for a healthy new beginning. They bring up what is too low in functioning and bring down what is too high. They help the body to adapt and resist the negative effects of stress and illnesses. What do they do? Well, they fight fatigue. They reduce exhaustion, tiredness. They increase energy. They help fight off illnesses. And they can be both calming and energizing without excessive stimulation. One of the most powerful adaptogens, ashwagandha. I'll spell that for you. A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-H-A, ashwagandha, grown in India and other countries in that region. It's been known to be called Indian ginseng, because they don't grow ginseng in that part of the world, in India. So this is their ginseng. Ginseng has many of the same wonderful characteristics of ashwagandha. It's been used medically for thousands of years. And modern research now continues to find new uses for ashwagandha. Cortisol is a hormone excreted from the adrenal glands. And when you have stress, cortisol increases its level in the body, causing it to have side effects, causes you to gain weight from stress. It causes you to binge eat. Because some people can reduce their stress level or at least feel less stress by eating. You know, I've said this several times. Remember when you were a child and you hurt yourself, you skinned your knee, you bruised yourself some way, and grandma picked you up and set you down in her lap and gave you something to eat and loved you, gave you some ice cream, maybe a muffin, a brownie, something to make you feel better. And you did feel better for comfort, the food. And now that we are adults, we still do that. Well, we don't get up on grandma's lap, but we eat a brownie, ice cream, up to a quart sometimes. People just feel better when they binge out on food. Now, this cortisol is the stress hormone. But ashwagandha can reduce it by 30%. And what does that do? Well, that reduces depression by 77%. And a 75% reduction in anxiety scores. And a 64% reduction in stress. These were all done in a clinical study of people with a history of chronic stress. Stress is a killer. Reduce your stress. And you know the funny thing about ashwagandha? And why is it called an adaptogen? Because it helps you adapt to the environment, helps you adapt to the situation. So when you're tired, you lost your energy levels, taking an adaptogen will give you more energy. And when you take it at night to go to bed, it helps you sleep. That's how it changes in response to your environmental changes. You need more energy, it'll be there for you. If you need to sleep, it'll be there for you. It works fantastically for so many different events in your life. It's one of the most used herbs for long COVID. The COVID that still hangs on after the infection is over. Now, for people with mild cognitive impairment, brain function, 8 weeks on ashwagandha significantly improved memory and attention, better focus, better able to learn new skills. The brain was working more effectively when they were taking ashwagandha. But another one that I really like is rhodiola. Ashwagandha comes from India. Rhodiola was more praised and hailed as an adaptogen in Russia. Rhodiola, R-H-O-D-I-O-L-A. Rhodiola and ashwagandha. Also a very important adaptogen. Now, sometimes when you put them together, you get a really bang for your buck. It boosts energy during physical exertion, increases mental performance and concentration, relieves the symptoms of anxiety, alleviates mild to moderate depression as effectively as Prozac, improves physical fitness and reduces mental fatigue, and shown to help regulate menstrual cycles and may increase fertility. Well known for its ability to increase libido. That combination of ashwagandha and rhodiola are my favorite. You probably can find a supplement someplace in the marketplace where the two are together. And that is the most powerful combination. So how do you use ashwagandha and rhodiola? Well, they can be taken daily for energy, for an immune boost, immune support, mental clarity, energy, less exhaustion, less fatigue, being able to think better, focus better, concentrate. You're not confused as easily. When someone is trying to teach you mental skills or even physical skills, you're much more able to understand what they are teaching you. Because you can focus. Your mind is clearer. Or you can use ashwagandha and rhodiola whenever needed, during times of increased stress or illness. And the way I find it best to take is on an empty stomach. If that's possible, always try to take it on an empty stomach. And I would take about 500 to 1,500 milligrams of the combination daily. This will give you the best results. And you'll feel it. You'll feel it. But give it time. 4 to 8 weeks. But sometimes you can feel it right away. If you are really, really stressed out, of course you're going to feel it faster. If you're only mildly stressed out, you may not see it as quickly. But it'll still be there for you whenever you have a stress level, a lack of energy, exhaustion, overall fatigue. Your immune system is underactive. You're not there optimally. Now you're living, you're walking around, but you don't feel really, really good. You don't feel that zip. But you will with ashwagandha and rhodiola. Now, talking about brain clarity, how to think better, how to recall names, how to have a better memory. They have now found that eggs are a brain food. What happens to your brain if and when you eat eggs? That was a thought by researchers. And researchers in California analyzed the health data from 890 men and women who were in their 70s when the study began. And the study was to compare overall health and mental function between people who did and didn't eat eggs. And the results of this study, people eating 2 to 4 eggs a week, get this, people eating 2 to 4 eggs a week had lower cholesterol levels than people who didn't eat eggs. And all the while they were telling you don't eat eggs because of the cholesterol. Well, first of all the studies have shown that the food you eat that has cholesterol as the content, containing cholesterol, that is not the type of cholesterol that enters the bloodstream. It doesn't raise your cholesterol levels. You can eat food with cholesterol. It does not raise your cholesterol levels. All studies point to that they will not raise cholesterol levels. And women who regularly ate eggs had better mental function and a slower rate of mental decline than through aging versus women who didn't eat eggs at all. Eggs is one of the most quality protein you can find. All proteins are gauged by the biologically active protein in eggs. Now, this study did not find benefits for preserving brain function in men. Previous research has shown benefits from regularly eating eggs for both men and women. An egg is a great nutrition. You can't beat it. 6 grams of protein in an egg, plus choline, vitamin D, B vitamins, zinc, selenium, and no carbohydrates, no sugar, and no artificial ingredients. This is what I mean, that you can change your life. You can change your health by starting to include these types of foods in your diet that are not filled with junk, not filled with fast food, not filled with artificial, synthetic colors, dyes, all the garbage that they put in ultra-processed foods. You don't find that in eggs. You don't find that in meat. You don't find that in seafood. You don't find that in fruits and vegetables. Eat a nutritious, healthy diet, and you too will be able to have all the energy, sleep better, less stress, because you are shoring up your nutritional support for your body. Now, if you want less heart attacks, or fewer heart attacks, it comes from being very aggressive with your exercise. Vigorous movements. Movement is great for your heart. Scientific researchers in England gave activity trackers to 22,000 people, 40 to 69 years of age, who claimed that they did not exercise at all, And they monitored their health for almost 10 years. Well, versus women who truly didn't move their bodies at all, women who got about 3.5 minutes of vigorous movement a day, 3.5 minutes of vigorous movement a day, climbing stairs, carrying groceries to the car, walking at a quick pace, had significantly better heart health. 3.5 minutes. Can you spare 3.5 minutes of your day doing vigorous movement? Now, all this significantly better heart health. 45% of these 22,000 people, 45,000, almost half, they were able to lower the risk of all heart problems. Heart disease is the number one killer. But because of just 3.5 minutes, you can you not spare that? Just move. 45% lower risk of heart problems. 50% decreased risk of a heart attack. How many people worry about a heart attack? You see that commercial on TV? How's your heart? Because everybody is concerned about their heart. People have a heart attack. And 50% of the people that have a heart attack never knew it. They're dead before they fall. 50% do not know they've had a heart attack because they're dead. 70% less likely to develop heart failure. So what does this say? Even a small amount, very small amount, of physical activity can have big, big heart health benefits. You're worrying about your heart? Someone else in the family died from a heart attack. They have heart disease. All these little things mount up to be big, big health benefits. Take advantage of these things. You heard it right here. And we're here every week sharing with you more and more information how you can be healthier. You don't have to work out for hours. You don't have to do exercises for hours. You got to move. Movement is one of the great benefits for your heart. Now, we're going to be taking a break in a few minutes. I don't want to start another subject until we break in a minute or so. But just to remind you, I'm Terry Naturally. And this is Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here to help you understand more about how you can have better health, however old you are, whatever condition you are now. You can improve those conditions. I don't know how much, and I can't guarantee you how much, but it depends on you as to how much you change your life. If you're going to eat healthy for a week and then slide back into the garbage, Ben, the garbage dumpster, called fast food, ultra-processed foods, prepackaged foods, garbage. Eat around the perimeter of the store, and you'll be healthier. So we're going to pause here for a few moments. Don't go away. I'm not going away. I'm going to be back here right after the break. And we'll be back here to the top of the hour. A whole lot more information coming your way in just moments. So stay where you are. I'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, my friends. I'm Terry Naturally. And this is your health show, Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here for you and how we can help you realize that you don't need drugs to be healthy. Now, if you have a heart condition, if you have some kind of illness, and your doctor has prescribed a drug for you, I'm not telling you to go off the drug. That's between you or in your physician, you and your physician. You might want to question why you are taking the drug. What does the drug do for you? What are the side effects? Understand what you're taking. Don't just take a drug and say, oh, I have to take this drug. No, you don't have to. So you should ask your doctor why. Question more. And then try to find out an alternative. And you can use them together. And they make the drug less toxic, less side effects, less adverse events, and make the drug more mild, not as toxic. This is all to your benefit. And I don't think you'd be listening to this show if you didn't want better health. So here are some things we should do for the winter. Don't skip these supplements in the winter. Lack of sunlight and low humidity in the winter can bring on tons of problems, like depression, dry skin, upper respiratory tract infection, bronchitis, sinusitis, asthma, cold and flu. All of these are subject to winter months. Not that they're not there all year, but they can be worse in winter. And there are two important nutrients that can reduce or prevent these winter problems. And they are vitamin D. D like in dog. Vitamin D3, not D2, D3. D3 is the animal source. The vegetarian source of D2 is about 50% as effective. Also, you want omega-7. You know, you might know omega-3, 6, 9, and even 5. But there's also omega-7. And omega-7 can make a big difference in your health. Why are these nutrients are so important in the winter? Well, vitamin D, called the sunshine vitamin, we can take it in a supplement, but originally vitamin D is synthesized in response to sunlight on the cholesterol underneath the skin. So when the sun shines on your body, your exposed body, not with clothes on, it has to be on your skin. The sun has to radiate on your skin. And it converts cholesterol into vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Now, vitamin D is synthesized in response to sunlight. So very short winter days of light and sunshine. And sometimes you don't see sunshine for days or maybe even weeks. That will reduce your vitamin D levels. So the idea is, make sure you take a supplement of vitamin D. A study of young adults living in northern latitudes found that 11% were deficient in vitamin D at the end of summer. But at the end of winter, they were 30% deficient. They didn't have a buildup of vitamin D, which they should have. They should have had an optimal level of vitamin D. Vitamin D is extremely essential for keeping the immune system healthy and strong, as well as reducing the risk of cold and flu. You can get soft gel capsules of vitamin D. You can get liquid drops for children. There's no reason why you can't give your entire family an extra boost with vitamin D. Now, omega-7. Omega-7 is found primarily in sea buckthorn berries. And it's not in the seeds of the berries, like all omegas are found as being fat-soluble. Like omega-3 comes from fish, seafood. We have omega-5 from pomegranate. We have omega-6 from all the seed oils, and that's why they're bad. Too much omega-6 is pro-inflammatory. That means it makes more inflammation in your body. But omega-7 helps keep your skin hydrated, moist, softer. And in a recent study of over 2,000 American adults, 83% said their skin felt different in the winter, drier. Some people, even their skin cracks. I've seen people with their palms of their hands cracked, sometimes even bleeding. And 77% had problems with dryness. And 41% were bothered by itchiness. Omega-7 from sea buckthorn berry. It's in the berry, not the seed. But when you combine them together, they will give you omega-3, 6, 9, and 7. And it's shown to reduce the dryness of the skin by up to 48%. So look for vitamin D as D3. This is the form found in the human body. D2 is not. And D3 is 50% more effective than vitamin D2. So take about 5,000 to 10,000 IU. IU stands for international units. And do this daily, all year. Not just the winter, but all year. Vitamin D is not a vitamin. It's a hormone. It was misclassified many years ago. But it's one of the most important hormones for a healthy body. And then look for omega-7 from sea buckthorn berry and also the seeds. The seeds do not contain omega-7. Omega-7 is found only in the berry, the pulp, the flesh of the fruit. But when you combine omega-7 with the seeds, you're also getting omega-3, 6, and 9. Now, that's kind of like a seed oil. This is the only seed oil I know that I would take on a daily basis. Take 500 milligrams. Anywhere from 3 to 6 times daily. 1 or 2, 3 times daily is the exact dosage. Oh boy. High fructose corn syrup. Artificial sweetener. Well, not really. but it's produced from corn. Not a natural source like honey or maple syrup. And high fructose corn syrup now is related to increased risk of cancer. Sugar makes cancer cells grow. Should I say that again? Sugar makes cancer cells grow. So you want to avoid sugar to reduce your risk of cancer. And if you have cancer, sugar just feeds it like fuel in your car. But high fructose corn syrup is like rocket fuel for cancer cells. Researchers fed animals with cancer high amounts of fructose. Sounds innocent. Where do we get fructose? From fruit. That's why it's called fructose. But it is still too much sugar. It acts, but now, the high fructose corn syrup is produced from corn, not natural. And it's like rocket fuel for cancer cells. Now, versus animals on a controlled diet, the tumors in animals eating high levels of fructose more than doubled in size. The cancer grew when they were fed fructose. High fructose corn syrup is made by treating cornstarch with enzymes to create a sweet liquid that is less expensive than sugar with a longer shelf life. And where is all this sugar being eaten? Soft drinks. There is so much high fructose corn syrup added to soft drinks. And in the 1970s, this fructose corn syrup represented only 1% of the added sweeteners used in food. Now it's up to 40 to 50% of the total added sweeteners in processed foods, soft drinks, is now from high fructose corn syrup. You won't believe the next thing I'm going to tell you. You know, we consume a lot of sugar in America, and that feeds all of our diseases. All of our diseases, including cancer cells. We had one time in the early 1900s, the average consumption of sugar per individual annually was 4 to 6 pounds of sugar. And now we are up to 150 to 200 pounds of sugar per individual per year annually. That's a long ways away from 4 to 6 pounds. Now we're up to 150 to 200 pounds of sugar. Almost a half pound of sugar per day. Oh, I know you don't eat it at home. You probably don't even have a sugar bowl. You don't buy sugar. But everything you eat today that's packaged, prepared foods, ultra-processed foods, are laden with sugar. And the average American consumes 30 to 40 pounds beyond the amount of sugar that I just stated of just pure high fructose corn syrup. 30 to 40 pounds. We are not eating a natural diet. We're eating a man-made diet loaded with junk, loaded with preservatives, loaded with chemicals, dyes, and colors, and highly sweetened to addict you to the food that they want you to buy. We are being suckers. Don't follow the food manufacturers of prepared, packaged, ultra-processed foods. They're cheap, but they're robbing you of your health. And then the drug companies like you because you're sick. Because drugs are only for sick people. Healthy people don't need drugs. Well, somehow, I don't know if there's any arrangement. Maybe the food manufacturers are helping the drug companies taking advantage of us. Now, have you ever heard of lactoferrin? L-A-C-T-O-F-E-R-R-I-N, lactoferrin. Lactoferrin, mildly, I would call it a miracle molecule. That's a big mouthful, a miracle molecule. What is it? Well, lacto stands for milk. And ferrin, F-E-R-R-I-N, stands for iron. So lactoferrin is a iron-binding milk protein. And it is the second most abundant protein in the human body. Excuse me, human milk. So it's the second protein, most abundant protein in human milk. But our bodies can't produce lactoferrin. And it is found throughout the body. And there are really two great benefits that we contribute to lactoferrin. It normalizes iron levels. So it both helps iron absorption in the intestines when iron is needed and iron binds excess iron in the bloodstream to keep iron from causing harm when it isn't required. So it actually absorbs iron more effectively. It manages and regulates the amount of iron that is absorbed into the blood. And it aids the immune system. Lactoferrin, a milk protein, has antiviral and antibacterial benefits. It kills off bacteria, kills off viruses, so reduces bacterial infection and viral infection. If you want outstanding immune benefits, combine lactoferrin with propolis. Propolis is a substance that's collected by the bees from the vegetation around the colony or the hive. They just go pick out the resin, the sap, the juice of plants. And they bring that back into the colony or to the hive, and they add beeswax and their saliva and mix it into a putty or glue. Some people call it bee glue. And they use it to sanitize their colony and close off all the cracks and crevices in the hive with propolis. And propolis, like lactoferrin, they both are the same in the fact that they are a multi-antimicrobial. So they kill bacteria, kill viruses, and fungal infection. So they prevent and treat respiratory infections, viral and bacterial, common cold, influenza, bronchitis, sinusitis, COVID-19, candida, and other fungal infections, canker sores, fever blisters, all caused by a virus, gastrointestinal problems, peptic ulcers, associated with H. pylori. Also helpful for treating anemia, preventing obesity, lowering blood sugar, and increasing insulin sensitivity. You know, when you have insulin sensitivity, you'll probably end up as a type 2 diabetic. But the treatment is not to take a pill for type 2 diabetes. It's to correct the insulin sensitivity. That means stop eating sugar. so your body will not get fat. Your fat cells are so full of fat that the insulin sensitivity is caused that it can't get any more sugar into the cell to produce energy. And that's why you're stressed out, fatigued, tired. Now also, this combination can prevent heart disease, reducing the risk of cancer, and much, much more. Very safe for kids. There's no side effects, no known side effects for propolis and lactoferrin. Use them together. Again, they have a bigger bang for your buck when you take two things together that have the same similar benefits, you'll get much more out of it. Take about 75 milligrams of lactoferrin with 75 milligrams of propolis. And there's a starch that is non-digestible, non-absorbable by the body, called gamma cyclodextrin. You'll increase absorption daily. This gives you better results faster, and reducing the risk of all these kinds of diseases. It's amazing. But this is nature. These are food elements. Nature put these food elements to keep us healthy. But we don't take advantage of them. We don't use these on a daily basis. We're eating fast food. We're eating junk food. That's made in the most inexpensive way possible. Fast food could be fast, but could be healthy if they use the right ingredients. And look at all the pre-packaged, all the ultra-processed foods, all the chemical-laden foods, all the preservatives, all the chemicals, all the coloring, all the dyes. Many people are very sensitive to them. And then their body has an illness, and the doctors treat it with drugs. When it came from the junk that's in our diet, and because we are missing nutrients that would keep us healthy. And if we're missing a nutrient, if we don't have enough zinc, if we don't have enough selenium in our diet, in our body, then we have a very low-functioning, suboptimal function of the immune system. And then we have a disease, or we have an illness. And then those illnesses are treated only because we didn't get enough good nutrition. There'd be far less disease, far less illnesses, far less chronic diseases if we ate the food that nature intended, not what man intended. And this happens and causes escalating rates of fatty liver. Fatty liver. Why is fatty liver bad for us? Well, more people today have fatty liver than ever before. In a nutrition and health survey of over 5,000 adult Americans, researchers found that 42% had over fatty liver, known as fatty liver disease or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Now it's known as metabolic dysfunction associated liver disease, a percentage much, much higher than previously estimated. Obesity and diabetes are the key drivers of why we have fatty livers. And why do we worry about fatty liver? Because our liver now is gorged with fat, overtaking the healthy cells that are trying to do the job for 300 or 600 different functions in the body. And now we have less liver able to do that because 3/4 of our liver now is fat. So we only have left 1/4 of our liver to try to do what the liver was intended to do and can't do. 65% of overweight patients and 90% of morbidity, obese patients have fatty liver. And 18%, I saw 30%, I'll buy 18%, I hope, that kids have a fatty liver, the cause of liver disease, liver transplants. Up to 75% of people with type 2 diabetes have a fatty liver. That's how disease begins. We should not have type 2 diabetes. There's no reason for it. It's totally because of the way we are eating. Fatty liver can be reversed. If changes in the diet and exercise are made in the early stages, studies have shown that 97% of people will return to a normal liver function. Even with advanced cases, 50% of people will still see significant improvement with dietary changes and exercise. Now, for a healthy liver, I would suggest and recommend 200 milligrams of Vandagriffas, 100 milligrams of OPCs from French grapeseed extract, and 100 milligrams of milk thistle twice daily. Vandagriffas reduces fat deposits in the liver by 33%. In patients with fatty liver, grapeseed extract reduced liver enzyme levels by 46%. And liver enlargement by about 10%. In human clinical trials of patients with liver disease, treatment with milk thistle reduced elevated liver enzymes by up to 30%. And in many cases, returning liver enzymes to normal values, meaning you have a healthy liver that can now do its job. It's somewhere between 300 and 600 different metabolic functions in the body. Then you start returning to good health. So I'm all the time, my friends, the time goes by way, way too fast. But we'll be back here next week, same time, same station, same place. You can join us again over every week. So until the next week, say a prayer for this crazy world. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
Essential Oils 101. This next free event from Family Natural Foods is on Tuesday, February 18th, 5:15 p.m. Liza will present all the amazing benefits and uses of essential oils with discounts and free samples for all attendees. Check out the Family Natural Foods Facebook page for more info. Essential Oils 101 is an event not to be missed. Learn how they can benefit you and your family on Wednesday evening, February 18th at 5:15. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. cheers erupted in Tel Aviv as Hamas released three more Israeli hostages.
Dozens of armed Hamas militants wearing masks and military uniforms paraded three male Israeli hostages at a ceremony in Gaza before handing them over to the Red Cross. The men, ages 34, 52, and 56, looked thin and pale but were able to walk on their own power. Families and supporters watching in Israel cheered and embraced.
That's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. In return, 183 Palestinians have been released today from Israeli jails. And the BBC's Yolan Nell tells us...
Talks on a sensitive second stage for the Gaza ceasefire are soon due to start in earnest. And many Israelis and Palestinians worry a full end to the war and the return of remaining hostages won't be agreed.
More setbacks for the Trump administration. A judge today blocked the White House's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain